Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
One of the programs underway, I saw that they had a couple of minutes of lightning delay, so they went into the parking lot. You know, Coach Harriet over at St. Thomas. He's not letting you slide anyway, anyhow, especially on day one. One of the players who's getting a lot of pub of the last couple of weeks, and certainly a lot of hard work went into it, is Mason Taylor, tight end from St. Thomas, who has really matured into quite the football player and heads into his senior year. Now a committed man. He's committed to LSU. Outstanding choice, and he is kind enough to join us this evening. Mason, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations on your commitment.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Obviously, it's a time that you saw your brother go through it the year before, and for you it was compounded. A lot more teams got into it later and later, and I saw a lot of the schools like Florida and all these outstanding programs. For a nice guy like yourself, how do you tell these schools no? I mean, because I know they've showed you so much love, and I know when you went up to a lot of these places, they rolled out the red carpet like they do for everybody. What do you, how do you tell all those programs, thank you and I appreciate it. It's flattering, but I decided to go elsewhere.
I mean, it's a business decision at the end of the day, so I had to do what's best for me and my family and my career. So every coach understood. They're still recruiting me, but just sure. No hard feelings, but yeah.
Obviously, you've seen your stock rise over the last couple of years. We've seen it. I mean, you've become that ultimate tight end, a guy that everybody was looking for. I mean, it's kind of a stretch because here's your dad was a great defensive player, your brother also on the defensive side, and you actually started on the defensive side. But here you are ending up as a tight end. Talk about that and, the mindset as a offensive player as opposed to a defensive player.
I mean, yeah, I was in Little League. I played defensive end, and I kept hearing people tell me every day that just play tight end. You're going to be the build of a tight end when you're in high school. So I give it a shot, and just the mentality is just different. You have to be very versatile, do a bunch of other things people can't do. You have to go out and block defensive ends 250-plus, and then you have to go run routes against speed demons and linebackers, so you have to do it all, and I'm there for the challenge. So,
and you got better because of the fact that you went up against a pretty darn good defense every day in practice too. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
You had some pretty decent talent not only up front but at the linebacker position, and if you do get into the secondary, some of those kids will rattle your teeth a little bit with some hits. So you learn kind of on the job, not having to go anywhere, just staying right at your own school and, learning from great coaching, obviously, but for some of the players as well. Talk about the things you need to work on before you get to Baton Rouge next year. What are some of the things that Mason Taylor needs to work on from a personal standpoint to get better so you could be more of a team player?
I'm just working on speed, get faster, get speed kills in college. You can run past people and create mismatch and stuff. So speed and just being consistent, doing the same thing over and over again, and just being great at it.
Right. Mason Taylor is joining us. He's a tight end at St. Thomas Aquinas, and not only that, he is committed to LSU. And over the last couple of years, it's kind of been kind of mind-blowing. Two state titles, that one year as a national title 2 years ago, getting an opportunity to travel to places like Las Vegas and Arizona and all these places like that, and playing some really, really good football. Talk about that, and talk about the experience, and you know, share it with a lot of the people, because I know there's a lot of kids out there that also, because I want you to also kind of get the grades in there too, how these kids have to open their books. You just can't get to LSU just because you can catch passes, but you have to get it done in the classroom. So talk about the entire experience of St. Thomas over the last couple of years, from the classroom all the way to the football field.
Overall, it's just a great school. Coach Harry does a really good job developing kids. I came in the school probably 5'11 or 6 foot, 175, and now I'm 6'5, 235. So he can really develop kids, tell you what's best for you. The experience, yeah, we're going to play the best and we're going to be the best. So, we, like you said, we went to Las Vegas, we went to California, we right. went to Jacksonville, and we're not running from anybody. So, and the whole experience is just amazing. The school, the facility, all the staff, it's just amazing.
And also, when you take a look at, obviously, the workouts throughout the course of the year, you talked about your size, great weight facility. I mean, no, everybody has great weight training, but it seems like St. Thomas has always stepped it up a little bit, and they compete. As I said today, I mean, I saw you guys in one of the pictures. You, I think it was Lightning, and you were in the parking garage loosening up and stuff.
Yeah, the parking garage, yep.
But hey, listen, you got a parking garage to do it in, you know, I mean, the schedule this year, obviously another challenging schedule, working hard again. I mean, from the 7A standpoint, you're looking to get back to the state title for 3 years in a row, which would be awesome to win it 3 years in a row. What needs to be done between now and then? I mean, I know that you have a challenging schedule and everything will take care of itself, but is there any area that this team needs to concentrate a little bit more on to get to that next level?
Not really. Just everybody do their part. Stay on the same page, just keep building our chemistry, getting to know each other more, just becoming a brotherhood. And once everybody's on the same page, we're just gonna, it's just gonna flow and everything comes to fruition. So
right. And I, you know, somebody that I've watched the last couple of years, I think the world of, is the kid Hankerson at running back. I think he's you know, he kind of like really sets a table. He's a hard runner. Talk about him and you know, what, how much balance he adds to that offense.
Yeah, Hankerson, he does a lot for offense. He can run the ball. He's starting to be in the slot a little bit more, catching the ball too, so he can do it all. I mean, I've never seen a kid be able to accelerate and cut so fast. He'll look one way, cut the other. Like, he's done some crazy things. He's been tripped, picked up, and still ran in the end zone. Like, you see that video from States.
Yeah.
And midair dove over. He does some crazy stuff. But, yeah, that kid is special. And whoever, whatever college starts recruiting him, I'm telling you, they're going to have a guy.
I agree. Well, Mason, I appreciate you stepping by on the first day of practice. Certainly congratulations, the best of luck. We'll see you plenty this year. Again, take it easy, and now I guess knowing where you're going to head off to college is kind of takes a little bit off your head, and you can concentrate on your senior season.
Yep.
Good stuff. Thanks, man. Have a good night. We'll talk with you soon. Mason Taylor, tight end, St. Thomas Aquinas, on his way to LSU, and certainly if you haven't seen him, you got to get to watch him. The kid's just he's a tremendous football player. As I said, great family. Dad works really hard with that defense, and he finds ways to scheme to stop his own son. And hey, listen, if you're going to get it done against the best, that's the place to do it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.